everything is going to the beat. Beat is the beat generation. Beat. It's the beat to keep. It's the beat of the heart. Far out.
Don and Mike, WJFK.
Chair, what's this all about?
My report card.
The same semester? What'd you do, turn in some extra credit reports?
No.
Did you take the midterms over? You mean to tell me that you argued your way from a C-plus to an A-minus?
Totally based on my powers of persuasion. You proud?
Honey, I couldn't be happier than if they were based on real grades.
You can be sure if it's the Don and Mike Show.
All right, now, all of our contestants for Strip Trivia are here, all 12 of them. We will meet them individually in just a moment.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that.
Play the game in a second, but after all of the problems we went through a second ago, I got to go through the entire process again.
Yeah, it's been filled up with gasoline once again.
To get the Wayback Machine to work. All right, now, I know we got the connection this time.
Oh.
Hello.
Who's this?
This is Telly?
Hey, who's this?
Telly, it's Donnie G.
Donnie, baby. How are you, Donnie, baby? It's Telly up here in heaven. How you doing? How about a lollipop, baby?
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the great Telly Savalas.
Oh, thank you, baby. Hey, you're running that reverb real well, baby. I like that a lot. Hey, I just want to say I stopped by to say hi because Major Bill told me you would be calling. Say hello to Mama Savalas and everybody.
How is your Mama Savalas?
She's up here with me doing well. Lies in bed all day long, you know. Hey, she doesn't like the casino lifestyle. She didn't like me living in a hotel. She didn't like the lollipops. She didn't like Kojak. She liked my other brother a little better. He's up here, too. George Savalas.
Folks in New Markets may not know that Telly is our official ambassador to the hereafter. He stands up there at the door to heaven, and you let guys in and you keep guys out, right? Right?
That's right, baby. I stand up here with a big three-piece suit. I've got a three-piece suit on. I've got my lollipop, and I say, hey, entree. Come on. Welcome to heaven. And we just welcomed Maury Amsterdam just the other day, baby.
Well, now, my question is Maury there? Do you have him primed and ready for his first appearance on the show as a dead man?
I do, baby. I got him over here, but first, there's some old guy with a fedora and a hat and long fingernails. He wants to talk to you. Hold on.
Oh, that would be Major Bill Smith.
Hello.
Hello, Mage.
Hello, Don.
How are you doing?
Up five, Don.
Is there anything going on between you and Zsa Zsa?
Oh, there's nothing between me and Zsa Zsa. I'm not that kind of person, Don. All the ladies are jealous of my fingernails, I'll tell you. Can I say one more time? There is no sharper dude on the face of the earth than Major Bill Smith.
Major, are you aware that we are now on in Fort Worth, Texas, your former home?
Oh, I'd just like to say that I've been walking in the footsteps of Jesus down in Cotton Pickett, Fort Worth for a long time. So I'd like to say hi to all my fellow Texans. How do you like them apples?
Well, hello!
Mage, do you have somebody to introduce us to today?
I do, Don, and he's great. He's already having a great time making himself at home. I'm going to go get you Cotton Pickett, Buddy Sorrell. Mr. Maury Amsterdam, he's right over here in the corner of heaven. Come here.
All right, now we wait for Maury Amsterdam. I'll play him in as soon as I hear his voice.
Hello there! Hey, how are you? Yeah, it's good to be here. How are you? I'm dead. Super job! I'm up here in heaven. I'd just like to say that I know I had a lot of fans back there down on Earth, and, I'm dead now. So I'm up here. I want all my fans to know I'm very happy. I'm very contented, and I'm up in heaven, and made it straight up with no waiting, and it's great. It's just like it looks like we're all resting.
Yeah, let me turn that reverb off. I got a quick question for you, Maury.
Yeah, Don, why don't you go ahead and fire away.
When you finally did pass away, when you had your heart attack, and that's what you had, right, was a heart attack?
Yeah, it's a fatal heart attack, Don, but it's okay. I'm at peace now, and that's the most important thing. I was not in the best of health, and now, of course, I'm healthy as a horse, just like I was when I was on the Dick Van Dyke Show.
You didn't trip over an ottoman or anything, did you, like Rob Petrie does?
Absolutely not. No, Rob was the one that did all the tripping. I didn't do a lot of physical comedy. I'm up here doing one-liners for all my fellow heavenites. It's great up here. You can eat whatever you want, and nobody gets fat.
How did you die? Was it a painful death? Was it a long heart attack? Was it quick?
The most important thing to remember is it was quick and painless. It's just like going into a big, deep sleep, and you do walk into the light. And then when I got up to the light, I'm up at that big Dick Van Dyke show up in the sky. It's great. And, you know, of course, it's not the same up here until my lady gets up here. Rosemarie! Rosemarie! This is Maury Amsterdam. Hurry up here, please. I'm waiting for you.
Something tells me that's a trifecta. You and her isn't that guy Mel Cooley from the show? Isn't he already dead?
Oh yeah, he's up here. I don't have anything to do with him, I'll tell you that right now. I didn't like him doing the show. You know, that was real. That little dynamic we had, the bald guy. I didn't get along with him at all. Didn't care for him a bit. But Rosemarie, we were just like brothers and sisters, only a little friendlier, if you know what I mean. Yeah. You know, I'm really looking forward to getting Rosemarie up here, and then maybe when Bob Hope arrives later on in the year, he can marry us.
Oh, boy. Yeah, what kind of justice is there in the world when a vibrant young man like you, Maury Amsterdam, is taken away from us in his prime? How old were you when you died? 70, 80, something like that?
I was in my late 70s. And I can't look back. I had a great life, and I'm real happy. I had a lot of fan support. Now that I'm up here, I got all these showbiz luminaries. Who would have thought that I would be able to sit down at a dinner table with Vic Tayback? Man, this is a great place. I'm really looking forward. And a lot of here's a secret I'll tell you about Maury Amsterdam. I was actually a big fan of the Doors, so I'm up here meeting Jim Morrison. Man, he's the coolest. Super duper. Hello there.
But where's the justice when you, the young, vibrant, alive Maury Amsterdam, when you're taken from us, yet Bob Hope is still on the earthly plane?
Well, I'm not going to be able to answer that question. Those are the deep mysteries of life that we don't really understand. But the good news is, I like it up here. It's really, really nice. As a matter of fact, it's nicer than you guys have down there. So when you eventually get up here, if you make it up here in one piece, I'll tell you something, it's just terrific. Rosemarie, join me, please.
You have cable?
Got cable, I got satellite, got DSS. DSS. The DSS satellite system is up here, and it is superb. It's great. You get all the channels on DSS.
Have you met God yet, and does he look like Jean-Luc Picard from Star Trek?
No, you know who he looks like, and this is the most incredible thing of all.
Who does God look like?
This is the great mystery that I'll share with you. You know who God looks like?
Who?
Carl Reiner. He looks just like Carl Reiner. It's real special. Hey, it's almost time for me to say goodbye. Hey, listen, Rosemarie, come up and join me.
Buddy, listen, don't be a stranger. Tell Major Bill Smith we said hello, and same to Telly Savalas.
Hello to all my fans. Hello there. This is Maury Amsterdam signing off from heaven. So long.
There he goes.
And just like that, he was gone forever.
Man, he sounds so happy up there, doesn't he?
Sure. A little lonely, though.
Well, he sounded pretty happy. He's just waiting for his soulmate, Rosemarie, to arrive.
Boy, it'll be great when they're both up there.
From the looks of her, that should be any day now. Did you see her on TV being interviewed? He knew all the jokes.
Yeah.
He was a funny man.
Still the ribbon in her hair, though, and I think that's a credit to her.
Well, see, we got it together.
Yes, we did.
That's why this is a national show.
Super!
We got it together. All right. Very nice job, Charlie Broyhill. Hats off to Charlie Broyhill!
The brains of the show!
It's very nice. Okay. Now a commercial set. I love that because Charles Broyhill, our engineer in the studio, gets very mad when we make fun of his limited intelligence.
He's fine though. He was actually happy during that last bit. He was laughing. I saw him laughing, so I know all. See, he's laughing now. So you know all's right with the world because he's laughing. You okay now?
Say you're okay.
You're okay.
Yeah, that's him.
There's that sparkling wit. We will be back to meet our contestants for today's edition of Strip Trivia that lies straight ahead.